Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Crackle me.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday! Happy Friday! Now, if you're watching this live, your screens are not Vaseline on them. I do have new lips.
Okay, so we were supposed to record an hour ago, and then Joey texted me. He got his lips done. Oh, bitch!
They don't look bad. I thought I was going to look gayer. I had.
No, yeah, they're definitely swollen right now. I wouldn't do any more. I don't want your lips to be done. Why'd you do that in the first place?
Well, the thing is, I had my girls over here in Sperling Dermatology, and I was getting my Botox.
Stop your lips.
I was getting my Botox done.
It's like you have a big filter on.
I know. Oh, my God. Did I not pay the light bill? Hold on.
Oh, shit. It's the end of the world. So Joey's getting Botox on his other show with Trish.
Well, Trish isn't here. Trish is
I don't know what's going on over. What's going on over there at Barstool?
Trish is getting surgery today on his shoulder, so I had to fill in. So I had Sperling Dermatology come over to get... I want to one up him to get, so I got surgery too. But I got my I got some cheek filler. You know, I got the whole works, but my lips, I've never had them done before. Now I look crazy, but it's going to go down.
No, yeah, they'll go down. It's a lot of swelling.
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the show. I have to, before we start, I don't want to get too emotional just yet, but it's like, this girl does not lose. I want to say how proud I am and how honored I am to have a friend and call my best
Who?
Friend.
Oh, me.
Was she on your store? On her new store on Long Island. I have never seen a turnout like that. And I didn't doubt you for a second. You were such a smart, savvy businesswoman. You knew it wasn't working in Beacon, and you took a chance, you took a risk, and you just made it happen. And it's worth every penny, every hard work, every hour that you spent slaving away to make this happen. That store was worth it because the fucking line of crusaders that lined up for you for that store. I was teared up and crying. Congratulations, Nicole. You deserve it.
Thank you, Squirrel. First of all, I didn't know where you were going with this. I thought you were talking about like one of your Barstool friends.
No,
No, crazy. So, yeah, so I closed my Beacon store. My rent was up, and I'm like, I just feel like this town is not, I don't fit in. I feel like, you know, it's very like a hippie holistic store. And then you got the Snooki shop, my freaking house, music playing, and Leopard. It just didn't fit in. And I always wanted to open in Long Island because I've been there. Jenny's from Long Island. I have friends there. And I feel like Long Island is like my spot. Like we're loud. We love animal print, like whatever. It's like the same as Jersey. So I finally took the leap. Huntington, New York is finally open after like 5 months that I had the place. But you guys, the turnout was freaking wild.
Who is camping out with chairs?
Like all of my store openings, you know, I always have like a line of like crusaders and supporters. Like you guys are always amazing, but I've never seen it like Long Island before. It was literally insane. People were in chairs at 5 a.m. Like I'm the new iPhone, like waiting to like get in and shop. It was
like
crazy. And people were waiting hours to get in. Oh my God, it's so crazy. And I'm so sorry that I couldn't go. We had to do last minute filming because Michael's about to have a baby soon. So we're filming next season already. So we're busy. I'm busy filming a lot. And then I have to leave for NCA this week. So sorry, but the show is going to be a little short today, but we're here. But oh my God, Huntington, New York, Long Island. Thank you so much, you bitches. You are amazing. Everybody loved the store. It might be my favorite location now. No offense to Madison and Seaside. I love you also. But it's so pretty. Everything is pretty. Wait, hold on. I think FedEx is here. I need to get this package.
Drama. Wait, what was in the package?
Oh my God. So I keep missing this freaking order because I'm always running around crazy. How cute is this?
Oh, a Prada bag?
I needed something blue and cute for NCA this week because I'm going to see Sissy perform. And I needed like a new cute bag, and I finally just got this. Oh, thank Jesus Christ.
Do you want to know something?
Ma'am?
We are kindred spirits. I mean, this is between Subi's budget and my budget. I bought something from Prada today, too.
No, but this isn't real Prada. This is discount Prada. I got this on Rue La La.
Oh.
Rue La La is where you go and you get like all the, they're all real, but they're all discounted.
In honor of my lips, I wanted to treat my new lips. So I wanted my lips when they were born. I wanted to know they were born into a rich family. So I bought Prada chapstick.
Oh, I got to give you some Snooki shop.
Oh. Put your hand behind it.
Let's both put it on.
Imagine my lips burn off.
Yeah, your lips are gonna fall off. They look so fake right now.
I know. Carly?
So back to the program. Oh. Huntington, New York, you are amazing. And I'm already looking at my next place. I'm emailing the guy. I'm like, I want to get it ready. Let's go. Like, I'm in the mood, you know, trying to like get all these stores up and running. So look at me. Look at us.
I'm so excited. I look can't wait to go visit that. It looks like so much fun. I love the, like I said, I love your step and repeat there. I love the bold. Oh my God. Hold it still. Is that going to be at the store?
No, somebody made me that.
Oh my God.
How cute is that?
She's showing off a tumbler that has glitter sparkles all over it. It says Snoopy on it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. If you guys are listening to our podcast Friday, make sure that you watch our YouTube Saturday because you can see my Prada bag.
I realized that, like before you know, like tomorrow, it's going to be summertime tomorrow and I'm going to be fat. So I have to.
I have to tell you what I've been doing. I feel like I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know.
We have to catch up on our week and everything and what's been happening. But, I've been going back to Anthony. So Anthony's my trainer that helped me like lose all that weight after Lorenzo and then Giovanna. And then after I had Angelo, I didn't care. I lived my life a little bit, as you can see. But okay. Now like I want to get back to training and muscles. So I've been fasting every day till 4 o'clock. I'm doing at least 2 miles. I know. At least 2 miles a day I'm walking, you know, on the treadmill that I got. And then, oh, also Peloton. I have to do Peloton after this. But I'm eating very, very healthy. I'm drinking a ton of water. I'm hardly drinking. I'm only drinking like if I have to film. I only drink if I have to film or obviously this weekend because I'll be an NCAA with my cheer mom. So, you know, I'm having all the vodkas. But yeah, I've been just trying to get back into it. I did the cold plunge finally. The plunge, if you guys want to follow them, they're at plunge, PLUNGE. They sent me this huge polar plunge tub. And Anthony, my trainer, love you. He's like a doctor. He knows everything.
Yeah.
He literally said to do cardio and then go in the plunge right away because 3 minutes in the plunge burns more calories than walking like an hour on the treadmill.
Should I put it in my bathtub? Should I put ice cubes in my bathtub?
Yes, you need
like
to do
it. Like a bag of ice?
Yes, and you need to stay in there for 3 minutes. You do it 4 times a week and you will burn so many calories. And it literally helps with like aging. It prevents diseases. It's like wild if you really look at what the cold plunge actually does for you.
I heard.
So Mama is trying not to look like a freaking cow this season. I want to actually like feel nice. I mean, I always feel confident no matter what size I am, but
yeah.
I want to be able to like run around and not die. So Mama's trying her best here, you know?
Strong is a new sassy.
Yeah, and you look amazing. You don't look, what are you talking about?
I'm not fat, but I wanted to get toned up, and I've been putting this off because this fancy gym is opening up right by my house. And I didn't want to join, like, I get work, a benefit at work, I can really join any gym in New York City for free with this program at work. But except for the one that I want to go to, they don't do that one, which is fine. It's not too expensive, but it's enough. But the thing is, there's none like right by my house. And I know myself, if I go to one that's like 10 blocks away, I'll never go because I'll have to get up and walk there. If it's like right in my house, like when I was working out in the most fit, when I was going to your gym at the place, that's when I lived in the building and had that gym in my building. So I would just wake up, get into the elevator and go to the gym.
Yeah.
Fine. So it was easy for me. So I know myself and I'm not, so I say, you know, I'm going to join it. And I'm going to go. I'm not wasting money because I'm being frugal. I know if I join the gym around the corner, like two, like block, 10 blocks away, I'm never going to go to it. So I'm waiting out. I called them. They said not opening until like May, late May or June. So I think I can hold off until then, but I wanted to start getting tighter and more toned. So I've been doing a lot of things.
Tighter?
I've been doing things at home. I've been doing the apps, like different apps. I did, you know, different. I love that bag. She's showing off her new Prada backpack.
Wait, it's really cute.
Speaking of which, so someone's right out of the corner. Start toning up, ladies, because we're going to have to look like fat slobs this summer if we don't start now.
You have to start now.
A couple months ago, I was at your house, and I was going through your shit, and I saw something. I was like, where'd you get that? She goes, I got them at Temu. I said, what the fuck is Temu? Well, apparently, it's a hot new thing. I went on Temu, on the Temu app.
Temu is exactly like your furniture store thing.
I know, you told me.
It's the same thing.
I went to the Homery, that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I went on Temu today. Because I'm looking for some things. I wanted this new citrus squeezer I saw on the internet. I went on there. I was going to buy it for like $18 on Amazon. I went to Temu. I got it for $6.98. Same exact one.
Yeah, but I don't know how much shipping is. Like, I feel like you think you're saving money, but then it's like, I feel like it's coming straight from China. And then that shipping,
So
I
that
don't
takes
know how it
longer to get.
works,
It probably takes longer
but
to
it
come
feels like you're not spending a lot of money.
as it comes from overseas. So it's taking a lot longer to get there. Probably like how long does it get to get my Temu stuff I ordered?
It'll take like a week or two.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
it's not quick. But when I do my Temu orders, I order like a bunch of shit, like for the house.
Oh my God, it's the best.
Like I order bowls, like I do a lot of like kitchen stuff that I need, or like organization stuff for Sissy that she sees on TikTok that's like so expensive, but you get it for cheap on Temu. That's when I use it.
Temu had three commercials during the Super Bowl, so they obviously got money.
I want to know how much a commercial is for the Super Bowl.
It's like a million, how, like $5 million, $7 million.
That is wild. I was like, I want to do a Snooki Shop commercial. Can you imagine?
Flyover. You should get one of those beach flags and flies over. Yeah. So Temu
I've
girl,
done that.
Crusaders. Temu is the hot new ticket. I mean, you have to wait a little longer. And the thing is, I don't know. Like, you know, on
And
Amazon.
it might be a little cheap, but
And I don't know if the reviews are that they're writing are fake reviews because the website's sketchy. It looks very shady.
so shady.
But like, so I don't know if the reviews are real reviews or if someone's like writing it, like saying, "Oh, this is the best product I've ever had." But that's how I found out I caught my dining room table. I took a risk and it paid off. So I'm hoping that my Temu. I mean, I only ordered a citrus squeezer and like to-go containers for like Tupperware for food to like give away to food when I have leftovers.
Yeah.
Just right now, but I might dabble into a vacuum. I saw a vacuum I wanted for $7.
Oh, I don't know about a vacuum. I know like people tried to like order furniture and it looked like real furniture, and then it
It's all
came, it
furniture.
was like the size of a dog.
So,
I
my heart.
like I've done that before.
But yeah, that's fun for that. What did I want to tell you?
What
Timu.
was your plans? What did you do this past weekend?
This
What
past
did I do this past weekend?
I was a shut-in this past weekend. I went out on my party. Oh, I had a dinner party that went south on Thursday. My friend Marty, remember last time we were talking, Marty came for dinner.
My God, you were so hungover on our podcast.
Yeah, so that's
Did
what.
you listen to yourself?
No, I can't.
You sounded
Feeling
like on the
frog.
verge of like waking up still drunk, but like now you're starting to feel like shit. That's what you sounded
I
like.
know it was the worst.
Did
I didn't.
you order food?
Oh, the next one that when I after we hung up the phone, I took Xanax. I went to bed for like 2 days. I don't know how many days I've slept. I slept for a long time, but I woke up and I got Taco Bell because they have a new empanada. Ladies, if you're on the fence about getting the new chicken chicharita, it's like an empanada. It was very good. I would get 5 stars for the Taco Bell empanada. But I'm not trying to eat like that anymore this week. I went to Trader
I
Joe's.
was gross last week too, to be honest.
Yeah.
On Saturday, I just felt like in a mood because I think I'm getting my period. And I was like, you know what? I'm really craving the chicken sandwich from Burger King,
Oh,
but I really want the fries from McDonald's.
yeah, you
So
have
I
to
ended
go.
up ordering the Burger King chicken sandwich and then fries from McDonald's. So then when I went to get it at my door, I had a bag of Burger King and McDonald's. They probably looked at me like this fat
Wait,
fuck.
can we talk about something that tell me if you want to talk about this or not? Can we talk about there was a scandal with McDonald's delivery at your home? Or do you not want to talk about that?
Oh, that was like 10 years ago.
Oh, Poppy called me in a tiff, a tizzy.
My God, literally on the news. So I ordered McDonald's for like me and the kids because the kids really want their Happy Meals and they wanted the Oreo milkshakes or whatever.
Yeah.
So I had two big bags of Happy Meals, milkshakes. Obviously I got like a fry for me. But it looked like it was all for me, I guess. I don't know. But my driver ended up getting arrested because my driver didn't pay parking tickets or whatever. She had like outstanding parking tickets. I don't know. So the policeman had to
The
deliver
DoorDash
my
driver or the
McDonald's. Yeah, so he had to deliver my McDonald's, but it was all over the news, like breaking news. Like I just got arrested on the beach. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like
Yeah.
this is a slow news day. Literally all of New Jersey, all the tri-state areas knows that I ordered McDonald's to
McDonald's.
my house. Two
You're
big
right.
bags of McDonald's.
Yeah, Poppy
And
called me a tizzy.
everyone was calling Gianni the Hamburglar.
Yeah, Poppy called me a tizzy. Goes, the cops are at Nicole's house. It's like someone got arrested. Like it was
If you
like
didn't
a
have like the
SWAT team.
captions on, if you didn't have the captions on and you weren't reading what was happening or listening to what was happening, it looked like there was like a domestic dispute at my house.
Yes.
I'm like, can we not? I was just trying to order my McDonald's for the kids. This week was crazy. Everybody's sick in my house. I couldn't film. I was literally sleeping for like the past 2 days. And now I have to get my shit ready. I'm still not feeling like Great. But I have to pack. I'm going to go to NCA this weekend in Dallas. I want a
You're going
Dallas.
to Dallas? I love Dallas.
I love Dallas. I always wanted to open a shop there. Who
It's
knows?
so
This is
beautiful. The downtown area there,
gonna...
or uptown area, I should say. It's
No, yeah.
downtown.
So I love
One on the
Dallas. We're
floor.
going there. It's going to be a huge freaking competition. I'm so excited. This is where this is like the biggest competition of the season is NCA. Like if you win NCA, you are number one in the cheerleading world. Like, you're the best. You're competing the best of the best in the
That's
sport.
fine.
So I'm so excited, and I'm so excited only because I feel like Giovanna's team actually has a chance. It's so hard because you're competing against like 20 to 30 teams, and this year her team is just fucking phenomenal. So we have a chance to be top three, which is like unheard of.
Top, wait, do you, now I know you're a cheer mom, but
Yes.
do you like, and you're a former cheerleader. Like, I don't think like Tracy and all the other girls have like the level of training as you have. Do you actually like,
Some
and
moms do.
you learn the cheers yourself with, like, without knowing? Like, do you like know the routines and like do them in your head? Like, if it came down to it, would you be able to do the routine if you had to step in for Sissy?
Oh, totally.
You could?
I could definitely do Giovanna's part
Stop.
because when she performs, I have someone record it, and then I just watch the routine over and over and over, and I'm following her to like see like what her faces are. Like, does she look nervous? Ew, freak. So I know Giovanna's whole freaking routine.
Stop. Is it like this? Like, okay.
No, it's like real cheerleading.
Yeah,
So
I
I'm
learned the
excited.
way.
That's what I'm doing. What are your plans this weekend?
This weekend. Okay. Okay. You want to
Okay,
say,
here we go.
I'm having it. I know I'm slowing down. This honestly, guys, this is my last dinner party for the year.
Joey, we get it. You have a big apartment. Why do you keep having dinner parties?
Well, because that's what I got it for. Oh my God, what you hear my pantry? I'm gonna die. I'm having there. So my niece, my cousin Kristen, and her fiance Wenner, they just got engaged in Iceland under the northern stars, northern
Iceland, there's
lights.
a volcano erupting over there.
Well, is that where the northern lights are?
Iceland?
No, where they go, where the
I
blue
thought it was
lagoon is.
Antarctica.
No, where their blue lagoon is, where they swim in that foggy water and put the metal over their face.
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever. They got engaged there, so I'm having a little. My Poppy and his sister. They can't they I wanted to get started doing family dinners like a weekly, because my cousin Brian lives in the city right next to me, so I think it's fun for Poppy and his sister to come to the city to see their kids, and me and Brian live right next to each other, so I said, why not come? We'll do a monthly dinner party at my house, like, you know, so my aunt Paula and Uncle Jeff and then Poppy and Sissy and, you know, everyone comes over. So we're doing a little dinner party, a little congratulations to my cousin. So it's nothing big, it's only about like 10 of us, but
You.
I'm planning, you know, a little dinner. I'm not hiring the girls this time. I'm just going to serve myself.
Oh yeah.
I'm a conservation. I'm a
Well, we. What
conservation.
I really want to do is have dinner at Poppy's because I've
Oh, we
never
will,
done
yeah.
that before. So you need to plan a date with Poppy. I still have this present over here. I still have Kara's little gift I got her for her birthday. So I think that would be nice if like we could all get together at Poppy's, have a nice
Yeah.
dinner because I always miss these dinners and I
Oh,
always
yeah.
wanted to go to Poppy's.
Yeah, we're gonna go. So that's what I'm at this Saturday, and I'll probably be hungover on Sunday. But yes, yeah, so
Oh, you're
that
gonna be a mess again. You're gonna be a
oh, not
hermit.
yeah, that was just Poppy coming over. So I'm
Yeah,
doing
sure.
that. Yeah, I just have, you know, the house is done. But I made, okay, you know, the front closet in my house. I know this is like redundant, but I have a lot of closets, so which is a good thing. But I always like think I'm like I was like pictured by the closet by the front door to be like my coat closet. Like, you know, when people come in the house, like, oh, can I take your coat? And like go to right to the coat closet. But I was realizing that the amount of people I have over is always too many to fit in that little closet anyway. So Bay built me a shelving unit yesterday. So that front closet was all gutted out, and now it's a pantry. So I put my blender in there and all my food. It was all
Ooh.
trampled in that corner there, because now
Or
I'm
you
gonna
gotta let me organize it like mine.
have to
I
organize.
love organizing.
So I'm gonna organize the pantry. So I have a new pantry now, so a whole new lease on life and some exciting news. I don't want to count my chickens, but I'm going to be starting a brand new project at work, and you're going to see a lot more of my cooking, decorating, and home economics coming up.
Can you
Starting,
tell me about it?
well, yeah, I'm starting my new cooking series.
With Barstool?
Yeah,
Is it going to be the same one like you had?
it's going to be no, it's going to be a different one that I had that never aired. You mean the food and wine?
Yeah, that's a terrible. What a waste of freaking time.
Yeah, waste time
I'm
too much.
still mad at them for that.
Years of my life went down the drain.
So annoying.
But yeah, so I'm starting to that, and so I'm gonna go over, like, you know, I'm starting to do, you know, my recipes, some fun videos, some home at home decorating tips, some tablescaping. It's gonna be like me
calm doing down, queen.
Be in my element. Kiki Cuisine is coming back, mama. So I'm excited to announce that. It's something I've always wanted to do, and now I can do it on my own terms. And like, we'll see what happens. I don't want to count my chickens. It was, you know, I'm not like married to anything, but you know, I'm just gonna start challenging myself more, doing more recipe development. And so I'm my kitchen out, so because I'm gonna cook at my house to utilize all my stuff. So I have to clean the kitchen out and get the pantry so I have room to like spread out and you know doesn't look like a cluttered mess. CJA. What is it? And I really want to get some more food sponsors for our podcast. I have caraway cooking. Oh my god! I opened my caraway pot.
Did you finally use your?
Oh my god!
Where?
They cleaned themselves.
Yes. It literally, you don't even have to clean them. All my other pots and pans, I have to like scrub and shit. I literally done, and it's like, I don't even like have to like really scrub. No. It's done and put away. Done.
We've got to try to get you guys girls another discount code for them. But if you've never tried Caraway, girl, they send us a box of the pots and pans.
Best.
They send you an organizer
Is that a celebrity line or no?
No.
But they
are the best pots and pans. If you're like, you know, need a new set, literally they're the most.
All over that.
Non-stick, they clean so easy, they're beautiful, and it's like I'm obsessed with them. Thanks. So I want to get some more caraway pans. I got the cookie sheet like that, so you need more cookie sheets at your house.
I know, I need to throw them all out into new ones. Can we talk about some celeb gossip, because I have to leave soon, and I really want to talk about Andy's in the news. Andy Cohen, everybody, all these housewives are suing him.
They're saying that
he's inappropriate and harassed them. Like, what is going on over there?
So I don't know what's happening. I think you know what happens, and it's sad. It's a sad part of Hollywood. When someone's like people like to beat someone when they're down. So like, you know, once one person's like when they're having a bad day, it's like when it rains, it pours in Hollywood. Like everyone just starts coming out the work. Not saying these people didn't do what they did, and there shouldn't
but
be.
But that's help. Like Diddy. What
they did. Not saying
that's
that.
That's like what happened to Diddy.
Yeah, I'm not saying that any of these didn't happen.
Which Diddy is 100% freaking guilty, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Not discounting anyone's story about that at all. I just mean like it's just like when it rains, it pours, and like everyone's fans' minds switch about the person, and then he can never get back on the team again with them because they can't forgive them what they've done. So I think Andy's in that place right now. I think who was it that said they came out? Was it Brandy Glanville or who said he sexually harassed them or touched them?
Brandy, and then this other girl I never heard of. Just came out.
So I don't get it.
And said something about like cocaine parties and
Like you know you're not. So don't quote us. You know you don't come to. It's happening for facts. You come here for like we hear what's happening. We put our own spin on it.
Yeah, you come for the actual shit talking gossip.
Yeah. So I think Brandy. Someone said they touched her inappropriately. And another thing, Leah Sweeney from the New York Housewives said that he does cocaine with all of his the housewives. I mean, girl. They're gays and wild women living in big rich cities. I'm sure that cocaine is like an everyday thing occurrence there. So I can imagine that would happen, but it's like, you know, it's just, he's having a hard time. But yeah, everyone's turning against him. And I think it's like, you know, it's hard to maintain a good reputation in Hollywood, especially when you have your hands in so many pots and dealing with so many different personalities and people and projects and things. It's, you know, you have to be careful.
But I don't think he could actually get canceled. Like he's Andy. He basically owns Bravo.
I mean, you know, drug use isn't a cancelable offense. Everyone takes drugs. I'm on 10 different pills right now.
Freak.
And then some other, speaking of drugs, we have to talk about the four-part documentary. Our gal pal, Wendy Marie Hunter or Williams.
Did you watch it?
I watched because I forgot. I couldn't find out where to buy
it. Okay, because I forgot. Not going to lie. I forgot.
I watched the clips and stuff like that.
So I texted Joey. I was like, we have to watch this Wendy Williams documentary because everybody's talking about it.
Where is Wendy Williams?
It's crazy. And I was like, Joey, that's your homework for next episode. We have to talk about it. I forgot to watch it.
So it's called Where is Wendy Williams? It's a documentary. Basically, she's the executive producer of it. But she was recently diagnosed with aphasia. And Fantasia, was it? Asphasia?
Onset dementia from alcohol.
And asphasia, which is, you know, it's
weight
loss, so, and it's, you know, it's a horrible disease.
I had no idea that alcohol-induced dementia was a thing. Like, are we going to get dementia?
I think I have a little bit of it, a touch.
Like, what if me, you know, when me and you, like, do trips or get together, I mean, we're drinking the whole time. We're on a bender.
We go missing. We go wandering the desert. Like, where'd they go? And the two of us are on.
No, we're drinking for, like, 3-4 days straight. Like, not great.
Assaulted by a cactus? Disoriented?
I mean, how much alcohol do you have to get an induced... dementia.
I think it's abuse. I think it's alcoholism and abuse. We don't have alcoholism. We just like
for years though, I feel.
Yes.
Like you have to be drinking and abusing alcohol every day for
alcohol,
years.
Chronic alcoholism is affecting your kidneys and your livers and your we're just drunks. There's a difference between alcohol and drunk.
I got a little nervous. I'm like, you know, because I'm really good with not drinking right now. Like only like I said, like if I go away or I'm filming. Other than that, I'm not drinking at all.
Well, you know, we're blessed. Honestly, I always say that. I said that'd be one of my things I wouldn't want to ever have is the difference between
addiction.
People that like to drink and addiction, they're two very, it's a real disease and it's a horrible fucking thing. And
so, oh, I know it.
You never have to be. And I feel anyone who's ever even dabbled with a touch of it, it's a horrible thing. I think that like for myself, for my friends, who become sober, are people that come here sober, I feel like that's like the worst thing for them. Like that they can't, my wish for them is like not to like have to stop drinking completely, but they're physically and unable to moderate themselves. So they have to stop all completely. I said, you know, in a perfect world, it'd be like, you'd be able to have a drink here and there and learn how to drink responsibly and drink without addiction. But people who have addiction, that's a disease. You physically can't do it.
Yeah.
That's the worst part of it. Like, you know, and what we have is, you know, of course we overindulge sometimes, but we're able to, if God forbid the doctor said you can never drink again, we would be able to do it and not, our lives wouldn't crumble. You know, we wouldn't be incapable of doing that. So I think it's a blessing in being able to have moderation with extracurricular things. I wish I had that with carbs though. Do you know what I mean? I wish I was physically unable to eat carbs.
Oh, same. I love carbs.
But I feel anyone who goes, I like that. And Wendy, I think she's, you know, got as living proof of what
a sin.
And she, you know, she was very candid about me living in a halfway house, or a safe house, or, you know, for drug addiction. She was living there. She was addicted to cocaine for many years and, you know, it finally caught up with her. And she's, you know, she's not a spring chicken, but she's not old. She's, you know, in her 60s.
Yeah.
It finally caught up with her, but now she's kind of going on display, showing what the side, because everyone's saying what, and has, and you know what, everyone had these ideas of and making speculations on what it was. I'm glad that she's kind of setting the record straight because she is executive producing this, whether she's coherent about it now at this point of her life or not. She's sharing what really is going on and the truth. And I think it's a good thing she's showing, not only to clear her name and say, you know, this is what I, whether it was of her own fault or not, this is what she's going through.
Well, everyone said it's terrible
stage of her life. And also it's awareness, you know, for preventative things to show people this, what could be what happens to you. And just, you know, honestly, just being very candid. She's always wanted to be on TV. She always wanted to be a star. I think it's just another part of her life that she wants to share with everyone. Like she always has. But
everyone's saying it's so evasive and it shouldn't be on a TV show. And it's too sad to see. And why did she do this? So I don't want to comment on it until I see it, but everyone is saying this should not have aired. Which I don't know how I feel about that. I gotta binge it. Where can we watch this? Because I know it aired on Lifetime.
It's on Lifetime if you have like the thing, but I think you can buy it on Amazon Prime Video for like $4.
Okay, I'm gonna buy it and I'm gonna watch it on the plane when I go to Dallas because I need to see what the hell's happening. And obviously, you know, we've met Wendy before. Mm-hmm. We've done her show a ton of times. And I always loved how sassy she was. She didn't give a shit. She talked about shit about anybody. You know, I remember I saw her in Target. Like she was just funny. I mean, she's iconic. So to see like the clips of her, like with Black China and stuff, and she's like not there anymore. Oh my God. It's really sad to see.
Yeah. So one thing I did see is like, she was saying if she had, they were trying to get her ready for an interview or a sit down or something. And she had, you know, her stylist there and her manicurist and her glam team and stuff. And she was like lashing out at them inappropriately. But I think, you know, that's part of the disease that, you know, the dysplasia or what is it? Aphasia.
Well, I heard she's always been kind of like a diva.
Maybe. Yeah. But, you know, that's one thing I was looking forward to, not looking forward to. And I'm not making light of the situation. But like when you get older and senile, that you can just like slap someone in CVS and like everyone's like, oh, that fucking old senior. Oh, God, this fucking light. Senior citizen.
Oh, my God.
I'm sleeping it off. Senior citizen that's just comes with old age, you know? I'm just looking forward to that crazy part about losing my mind, to be able to be an asshole and not
You're
get...
definitely going to lose your mind.
Oh, I hope so. Hold
You
on.
100% are, and I'm going to have to deal with you. Me and Leah are going to be like, oh, this bitch.
I know.
Like, let's just throw him at home.
I know. So that was that TV show. Have you watched Traitors yet?
No.
Oh my God. Did I tell about it last week? Did we talk about it?
Yes. You talked about it already.
I've been busy this week, so I didn't really get to watch it. But I've been obsessed with that. Are you watching anything else? So what's going on with your you've been watching spooky things about aliens on the podcast walks and stuff. What's going on with the alien world? There's UFO.
I always watch aliens. So when I cook, I always watch alien documentaries on YouTube. I'm always listening to my alien podcast. I'm actually going to like do a story and shout out all my favorite alien stuff, but I love aliens. And The Walking Dead just came back last Sunday with Rick. Remember how I used to be a huge fan of Walking Dead? And then after Rick left, like I tried to watch it and like all the spinoffs and everything. And I just never got that feeling that I used to have about Walking Dead. Like, oh my God, it's Sunday. And like, I was in a good mood all day Sunday because I knew Rick was coming back. And that's how I used to feel back in the day with the old episodes. So, oh my God, you guys, The Walking Dead, Rick is back. Michonne's back. I literally watched the episode 3 times. So thank you to the Walking Dead family for bringing it back and giving me all the Walking Dead feels again, because I feel obsessed with it like I used to back in the day. It's freaking amazing. So if you guys are Walking Dead fans and then you stop watching like me, make sure you check this new series out, because bitch, it is, we're back. The zombies are back, bitch. I approve. 5 stars. 5.
Oh, Kanye West's wife was out wearing her pussy with her snurb out. She's out wearing no panties, but just pantyhose's pants, and her whole snurb was out. And now she's
facing jail time
in France. French exhibition.
Cockies. Well, is there anything else? I actually have to get on a conference call. You want to know what it's about?
Yes.
Our tour, bitches.
Wait, can it really happen? I really need to go out and see the
group. Well, that's what I'm trying to see. I have a call in 5 minutes. So I just want to let you guys know that we could possibly be going back on tour again. Me and Joey loved it. And I feel like all you guys loved it. It was just like such like a fun girls night. Like all of our Crusaders, like we're all the same person. I love it so much.
We'll kick it off at the Paramount Theater in Huntington and do a little after party. At your
I would love
yes,
that.
Yes, bitch. Stop. Oh my God, we could do a pre-party at the store.
Speakeasy again, and then we could go shopping at the Sunday Shop and steal stuff.
Oh my God, we could do like a big, like a cross promotion, have like a second shot in the front yard.
Do you remember Sean from the Paramount?
Yes.
He ended up going to my opening. He was like, I'm at your store, it looks great. Stop. Like, stop.
Okay, well, so we have to let Subi go, because so she's gonna try to set up her summer plans. But Subi, congratulations on hunting. Congratulations on all your much deserved success. And
yes, Ben.
Crusaders, chin up, panties down. Keep it tight. Don't go out like Bianca Sensory with no pants on or your snurb out.
Yeah, and Crusaders, we are on Cameo. I just did a ton of cameos the other day. So Cameo us, please. Thank you. Yes, and not through the app, through the website.
Yes, thank you, girls. Chin up, panties down, girls. Everything will be just fine. Have a good weekend.
It's happening.